General Walter Krueger needed no further convincing from Horton White. By all means, by any means, a force must be immediately dispatched ahead of the lines to attempt a rescue of Cabana Tuan. It was an 11th-hour mission of mercy that Krueger knew would be near to General MacArthur's heart. "Sounds risky," Krueger said, "but it's a wonderful enterprise." Krueger consulted the map and considered the date. It was January 26th. In 5 days, he expected that his forces would reach Cabana Tuan City. With that in mind, Krueger asked White when he thought the rescue should be attempted. White's reply was grave. "I would say that after the 29th, our odds of finding prisoners alive are quite remote." They had but a few days of latitude. The mission, they decided, would unfold as a unilateral operation, discreet from all the other movements and actions being undertaken by the Sixth Army. No one else within the Army would be told about it. Then came the question of who would carry out such a mission. Krueger would need a group of men trained in stealth techniques and the tactics of lightning assault. The expeditioners must be in exceptional physical condition, as they would have to cover some 30 miles on foot in each direction, marching around the clock. As Krueger and White mulled it over, the answer suggested itself. "There's Musi," White said. Lieutenant Colonel Henry Musi was the commanding officer of a remarkable outfit known as the 6th Ranger Battalion. The Rangers were a new and relatively untested unit of elite infantry that had been loosely patterned after the British commandos. Colonel Musi, a West Pointer and second-generation Italian, was the son of a Bridgeport, Connecticut horse salesman. Musi had personally overseen every minute of his men's ranger training during the past year in the jungles of New Guinea. The Rangers saw right from the start that Musi was a colorful and forceful personality. A Pearl Harbor survivor, he had been the provost marshal on Honolulu. Some of the men came to call him Little MacArthur, not only because he smoked a pipe incessantly, but also because he had, like the Supreme Commander, a firm grasp of the theatrics of warfare, the salesmanship, the cajolery, the knack for laying on the bullshit with a very large shovel. His men didn't care. They adored him, in large part because anything he asked them to do, and anywhere he asked them to go, he was right there alongside them. Musi was a fitness enthusiast, who could outrun and outmarch most subordinates 10 years his junior. 33 years old, he was a short, sinewy man with a pencil mustache, thick black eyebrows, and enormous forearms bristling with dark hair. Colonel Musi was sent for and spent the following day at 6th Army headquarters, meeting with Horton White and Robert Lapham, reviewing all the details and requirements for his mission. Since he couldn't bring all 800 of his Rangers, Musi decided to assign the mission to C Company, which was under the command of a sharp young Stanford graduate from Seattle with the auspicious-sounding name, for a rescuer, of Robert Prince. Musi had such confidence in Captain Prince that he designated him Assault Commander and asked him to design the master plan for the raid on the prison stockade. The son of a successful Washington State apple wholesaler, Prince possessed the quiet optimism of a forward thinker, someone with a prudent, understated judgment about people and situations. He was blessed with the rarest of gifts, steady nerves.